lost one of my most favorite living Orthodox theologians and writers, and that is Father Thomas Hopkow. Many of us have been blessed by his life and his ministry. He had a way of rambling sometimes on and on. If you ever listen to his podcast, they're all. But I like to listen to him. He had such good words of wisdom and lots of insight. But he passed on. I would encourage you to look and see. I'm not sure if it's his website, but it was sent to me, and it has like a memorandum of in memorial of Father Thomas Hopkow, has a picture of him, and then it has 55 words that he has given. That not sure where when he did that. 55 words of wisdom. It's called something else, but I can't think of what it's called. Anyway, it's all these things, just one-liners that go down on this side of his picture, and then on that side, and then the last five on the bottom. I encourage you just to read it. It's very, very well done. It reminds you of just who he is. I can just picture him saying these things as he talks on and on. But even though I'm sad, very sad that he has left us, and I know that many of us are, we think today of those who have passed on before us, and even though there is sorrow in their departure, we sorrow not as the world, because we have hope. It's not just that, you know, I hope this comes to pass. We have a sure hope. Our hope is sure because Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And we know that Christ rose. We celebrate that every Sunday, even during our great Lent. We can't just forget. Because it wouldn't be any good for us to fast if Jesus hadn't become the victor over death and sin and hell. And so today we remember those who have gone before us, but we do that knowing that they will rise again, and that they will rise with bodies incorruptible and bodies that are glorified. That is our sure hope. So we think of all those who have gone before us, and we think also of our reunion with them, and especially at the second coming of Christ. Go forth with that hope and prepare yourselves in your lives so that you